USA Radio News with John Hunt.
There were a number of 9/11 remembrances around the country. Joe Biden and Vice President Mike Pence met in Lower Manhattan as they attended the 9/11 Memorial and Museum's annual commemoration at Ground Zero. And President Donald Trump spoke at Shanksville, Pennsylvania, the site where hijacked Flight 93 crashed after passengers rushed the cockpit.
Our sacred task, our righteous duty, and our solemn pledge is to carry forward the noble legacy of the brave souls who gave their lives for us 19 years ago. In their memory, we resolve to stand united as one American nation, to defend our freedoms, to uphold our values, to love our neighbors, to cherish our country, to care for our communities, to honor our heroes, and to never, ever forget.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The severe smoke from the West Coast wildfires could be clearing out this weekend, and USA's Tim Berg has more.
Weather forecasters say wildfire smoke blanketing the West Coast could start to lift over the weekend. Dozens of wildfires burning across the West have covered cities like Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Phoenix in a haze of smoke.
Oh, the wind was blowing so hard, it still should have been daylight, but it was dark. And the ashes were everywhere, and the wind was blowing outrageously bad. It was bad.
The wildfires have destroyed thousands of square miles in 13 states and have burned hundreds of homes.
A three-judge panel in New York is blocking President Trump from excluding undocumented immigrants from the census count for the purpose of congressional reapportionment. The federal judges ruled that excluding the immigrants would violate both the 14th Amendment, which requires the number of House seats each state is allotted to be based on counting the whole number of persons in each state, and federal law. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Staff members at Planned Parenthood's National Washington, D.C. office say they have unionized and reached an agreement with management to improve workers' rights. The move toward collective bargaining comes as Planned Parenthood have been scrutinized for workplace issues, including a lack of diversity within their management. The agreement between Planned Parenthood Federation of America and its D.C. staffers comes after nearly 4 years of negotiations. The organization's D.C. office decided to unionize to ensure Planned Parenthood's long-term security and build collective power for the workers who make it possible for the organization to successfully carry out its mission. JPMorgan Chase has fired several employees after allegedly pocketing funds from a federal program designed to aid companies hurt by the coronavirus shutdown. An internal investigation by the nation's biggest bank prompted a government inquiry that found a number of JPMorgan employees improperly applied for and received money from the Small Business Administration's Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program. The EIDL program offered grants of up to $10,000 for businesses impacted by COVID-19. But J.P. Morgan's probe found that some bank employees got loans from the program and then deposited the money into their own personal accounts. The investigation was prompted by federal regulators who asked banks to examine any accounts that had received deposits from the program and continue to look for signs of fraud. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.